Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills.
Unreservedly, let us never think that our time, our strength, our families are our own. Let us dedicate them all to God and to His Word. Let us give ourselves wholly that a prophet in
while to push ourselves with all our might in
ready for the war. Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God is gracious. Do not run away from Him. A few more, and our work down here will be done. When it's done for eternity. Your life spent is irrevocable. Remains to be contemplated, yeah, through all eternity. Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war.
Excited, the gifts and callings, they are
for you to see. And how much more time do you need to stir up the gift? You've got to use the gift God gave to you. You better stir it up, yeah. The gift of God, you must stir it up. Come on, brother. Oh, relationships failing, yeah. And I did not understand it, boys not staying. Except the Lord built the house, they labor in vain. Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. Love and peace I found in Jesus. Greater love is only found in Jesus. Oh, oh, ooh. Jesus love, the greater love. Jesus love, heal my heart, yeah. Jesus love, the greater love. Peace, oh Jesus, love. You are the greater love. Oh Jesus, love. Oh, the greater love. Oh, oh Jesus, love. You're my prince of peace. Oh Jesus, love. Oh Jesus, love.
He said, you are the one. Having a great time. Well, I'm so excited to announce to you that it's time for the Word of God. Amen. And our Father is in the house. I told you that He's longing to see us, to impart in us spiritual gifts. So if you're excited, make some noise. Let's welcome Bishop Daniel.
Says, arise and shine, for your light has come. Shining begins when light comes. For your light to come. into our lives so that we would shine. Thank you for the destiny of shining in this life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. It's good to be back home. Hallelujah. We were away for a few days. Visited the First Love Church in the UK. All right. We had a camp, and the theme for that camp was Ready at 20. Can you solve the problem, please? Ready at 20. Because in the book of Numbers, almost for about 20 verses, he mentions the age 20. And he says, everybody who is aged 20 and above should be ready for war. Yes. If you read Numbers chapter 1, you can look for it yourself. You don't need to be a magician to find the number 20. Ever so often, he says, from 20 and above, who are numbered and ready for war. So 20 is a good year if you are 20 years old. And many of you, by the age of 20, you know everything. Yes, you know a lot of things. Yes. Many have lost their innocence by the age of 20. Almost every bad thing that can be done have been done by the age of 20. And therefore, we have decided that by the age of 20, we can serve God. Hallelujah. And from the UK, we visited the church in America. We had a camp there entitled Let My People Go. Because when you go to the book of Exodus, you see God saying, let my people go, that they may serve me. Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. He kept on telling Pharaoh, let my people go. Because God desperately wants you to serve him. And at that point, Pharaoh wasn't understanding what God was saying. So, his English weren't good at the time. You have spoiled the sound now. You are spoiling the sound. Don't disturb us this evening. And at a point, God told Pharaoh, if you don't let my people go, I will kill your son so that you let my son go. I'll kill your son. Yes. That's how much God wants you. his people to serve him. If you don't let my, I will kill your son so that my son will be free to serve. Yes. Go and read your Bible. And then from there we went to Canada. Canada is another country which is bigger than America. There's a fewer people, but the country is bigger. And we had a camp there entitled Victory in Laodicea. Yes. Laodicea is one of the cities that there was a letter, special letter to them by the angel of the Lord. God sent a message. He said, I've seen your ways. You are not hot, you are not cold. When I'm preaching to cold, you are not there. When I'm preaching to hot, you are also not there. And one of the points that I was explaining, hello, please, my sound weren't good at this time. One of the points that I was explaining to the people in Canada was that most of us don't mind eating food that is not hot. Yes. Most of us don't mind. Yes. And because of that, we don't understand that scripture. When God said, you are not hot and you are not cold. What you don't realize is that food is at its best either hot or cold. Yes. And food, when it is lukewarm, has had the opportunity to receive flies. Because when it is very hot, the flies will not come because of the temperature. They will stay up. So, most of us don't understand that. Why will you spew me out of your mouth because I'm just warm? I mean, at least there's some heat. There's some something small. Most of you want to marry somebody whose love is hot. If you marry somebody and the person tells you, do you love me? Do you love me? They say, well, I'm okay about you. We can get married. I'm okay about you. You will not accept it. But God should accept us half and half. Half committed, half hot, and half cold. Nobody wants a half kind of love. And Isaiah 54 says, your maker is your husband. Your maker is your husband. And then from there we went to Switzerland, to the mountains of Switzerland, Swiss Alps. We had a camp with hundreds of Christians from Switzerland, Portugal, Sweden, Barcelona, Germany, Italy. Which other country do you know? Belgium, France, Paris, they were all there. I see you traveling to many places. Okay. Sit down. I am speaking to you as people with a great future. So here, you know, a city set on a hill. That's you. People will see you and say, hey, look at me. A city set on a hill is outstanding. You'll be outstanding. That's why I'm preaching to you. What did Jesus say about you? He said, a city set on a hill. You will not be ordinary after this moment. Amen. Please. Your future. Your future. A light on the top of the table. The center of attraction is you. Yes. You know, I had some friends. One of them was a friend, the other was the friend's sister. One of them, the last time I saw her, she was in prison. She was in a female prison. And her sister told me, he said, their mother, you know, when they were at home and they were playing, the mother used to say, Angel, come. She used to call, she said, her name is not Angel. Her name doesn't even start with A. And the other one, she used to call her Devil. Yeah, because she was doing bad things. So they called her Devil. Angel. Devil. Angel. When I knew them, one was in church. And the other was in prison. Literally. The one who was called Devil was in prison. The one who was called Angel was in church. So, it is a blessing to sit here or to listen to the podcast and somebody is telling you that you are about to turn into a city set on a hill. People will talk about you. Sit down. When footballers are playing, the millionaires are the ones running around on the field. They're the ones people are talking about. Ah, look at them. He doesn't know how to play. Why is he going? They will talk about you. And as they keep talking about you, you will be going higher and higher and higher. The man you are saying doesn't know how to play. He's becoming a millionaire every day. Go and ask Asamoah. The first time he came to play for Ghana, they sorted, I think they wanted to break his house. Talking about him as it's going higher and higher and higher. He must be one of the richest Ghanaians in the whole of Ghana. Yes. A city set up there. It means outstanding. Receive grace to be outstanding. The Bible says the Lord sent a word into Jacob and it has lighted upon him. One word changes your destiny. In Jesus' name. All right. Wisdom 9. Now, wisdom 9 is found in Proverbs chapter 9. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 9 and receive wisdom for your life. Wisdom is needed by young people. Young people need wisdom. Old people are already wise. But most old people cannot use the wisdom. Because the time to use it has passed. If you are going to have wisdom on how to do this and how to do this and how to do this, there's a time after which you can't do. Yes. Okay? So, wisdom 9 will make you an outstanding city. What I'm about to say, if you believe it, will make you an outstanding city. Verse 1. Even the first few words are enough to keep us here. Wisdom has builded her house. Wisdom have builded her house. Wow. And she has hewn out her 7 pillars. Amen. The first wonderful thing is that wisdom builds houses. Yes. Wisdom builds houses. Wisdom has built a house. That's all. Wisdom has built a house. Wisdom has built a house. Wisdom has built a house. Yes, wisdom has built a house. It's enough. You can go home now. Wisdom has built a house. If you have wisdom, you will build a house. And you will build houses. Believe it. Houses are not built by money. They are built by wisdom. You see, it sounds like it's not true. But there's nothing truer than that. The money given to you is not what makes you build houses. So every one of you here must decide that at the very first opportunity of your life, you will start to build your house. Your first house. Everybody say, my first house. You cannot be in this service and die with only one house. Then you didn't attend. You shouldn't have come. Because the wisdom is coming early. Yes. So you see Christians, if I had known about building when I was in school, I would have built a house by all means whilst I was in school. Yes. Because I had more money, pocket money. What my father was giving me was more than a doctor's salary. A doctor's salary was very, very low. Was very low. In 19, whatever. It was very small. It was 25,000. Huh? I don't know how much it is now. 25,000 at that time. Okay, we can do, those of you who do maths, we can, we can do the calculation, because 35 million was $100,000. So how much is 25,000? Calculate it. You said you went to university. Calculate it. $35 million is equals to $100,000. So what is 25,000? That was my salary. 35 million is 100,000. Therefore, 25,000 is what? Huh? $71. Yes. $71. That's it. That was the doctor's salary. 1990, we bought Ofe Cinema for 35 million. That was the exchange rate. So 35 million was $100,000. And my salary was 25,000. That's the salary of a doctor. We weren't too good at the time. $71, right? Yeah. $71.4. Yeah. Yeah. So, what I'm trying to explain to you is that wisdom builds. That's why, that's how come people are assessed. You see, when the white man comes to our country, and I'm both white and black. I'm white and black. So I'm not on the white man's side or the black man's side. I'm on God's side. When the white man comes here, he rates us like us, almost less than human beings. Yes. Because, not because of anything, but of what he sees, that we haven't built much. There are no roads. It's been, I think we are going to be celebrating Ghana at 70, Ghana at 60 next year. Is it next year? Huh? 57, yeah, 70. You see, I'm sure they will do a celebration. Listen, you see, you can laugh at what's happening, but you do it yourself. And I'm explaining that when they come and they see what we have done for ourselves, their respect plummets. Check the word in the dictionary, plummets. What does it mean? Nose dive. Nose dive. Anything else? Drop sharply. Collapse. Their respect collapses. Their respect crashes. When they arrive at the airport and they say, this is an airport, compared to what they have, the smallest airport. The smallest, when they arrive and they see the confusion, plummet means what? Nose dive. You see, I'll tell you, when we went to Memphis, we went to Martin Luther King, a museum that is for him, where he was shot, where he was killed. There's a hotel. He was standing outside and they shot him. So they've made that whole place into a museum for black people's rights. So when you enter, the main thing is that all men are equal. And all men must be treated equally, which is true. However, the other side of the coin is that all men don't behave equally.
That's it.
All men don't behave equally. Yes. When you have your gold, you have your cocoa, you have your timber, you have your beaches, you have the resources, you have your oil. What do you do? And what do you turn it into? Yes. So when they arrive, they drive through, they see their respect plummets, which means takes a nosedive to drop sharply. Three. Huh? Plunges. Collapses. A sudden downturn. Their respect takes a sudden downturn. Based on what they see you have done for yourself. It's like, oh, these are only hats. We only make hats here.
Yeah.
Oh, here we don't have running water. Here we only fetch with buckets.
Yeah.
Oh, here we don't have light. Oh, here we don't have security. Somebody can just rob you. Here we don't have whatever. Abroad, there are no walls. Nobody has a wall around this house. There's nothing like that. Like you've got a house and there's a wall. Why? Which part of Ghana are you going to stay without a wall? And even with the wall, you'll be in your house, you see that six people are there. Yes. Almost everybody here knows someone who has been attacked by an armed robber. Today. Meanwhile, we have police, we have soldiers, we have everything. You see them marching Independence Day. Immigration, fire service, prison service, police service, ambulance service, everybody marching. We have a telecommunication university. There is no, when you ring, which number will you ring if you need police? If there's something here now, we need police, which number will you ring? 020 something. No, but when you go abroad, they've built 999 or 911 or something. But it's like, oh, no, I don't know. So you see, what you built reveals your wisdom. When you come to the church and you see, I've struggled with many of my pastors trying to fight with them to build. And it's as if it's a curse. So that here is the money. Here are you. Here is the world. Build in the world. They will not build it. You cannot imagine the fighting to get people to build. Yes. Wisdom has builded her house. A wise man builds. All these highfalutin businesses around doing this and that and that and that, at the end, it boils down to building. Yes. So I'm telling you because you are young. Today, I can show you a land that even many people here can afford. Yes. It is not near here. It's not near here. By the time 20 years are added, how old are you? 26 plus 20, that's 46. This is King's kid, this one. By the time you are 46, that place, it will be prime property. You see, do you know airport area where the residential area is? Yes. Many years ago, not long ago. That whole place was bush. Where is airport residential area? The most expensive part of Ghana. Yes. When my father was building them, they walked with a surveyor in the bush like this. Airport residential bushes. I was alive. I was grown. That place was a bush. Not Spintex Road, airport. Before Spintex. That's what I'm telling you, that I can show you a land. It's not near here. Even the owners will give it free. So, yeah, nobody likes this place. It's true. But you see, when you say, people don't want to do all these things, it's like, you want whatever. So, one plot is 20,000, one plot is 10,000. Where will you get 20,000 from? Yes. But I can show you somewhere. Where even they will give it to you free if you can build. Yes. Yes. A lot of places. People are too proud to be rich. Pride comes before poverty. Yeah. So, you see, when you come to a nation, see, since we were independent, we cannot connect two of our two biggest cities. We cannot build TAR for two lanes. For the two important cities, let us say there are only two, but we cannot connect them after 60 years of managing our own affairs. It shows, it reveals something. So you may say, well, treat us equally. Okay, we treat you according to your behavior. If you take a helicopter and you fly from here, and you go and you fly in a village where there's no water, it's just a well, or even they are drinking by a stream, immediately you have a sense of, oh, I have to help these poor people. These are beggars, they are natives. Let me. Your mind immediately drops. You don't. Oh, so I want to make. Come and let's sit down, discuss some business alternative. The person is fetching water from the river, which he also wees in. He's fetching water from the same place. Well, so let's sit down for negotiations. Immediately, your mind is, this is a type of, I mean, this is a low person. So when they arrive here, when they arrive and they see, you say you have a church, no building. You have a school. You couldn't build a building. You don't have a house. You don't have anything. Do you see? It immediately reveals something. That's why it says, wisdom has built her house. Has built her house. Look. Do you think, look, between you, it's just a personal question. Do you think since 1957, we cannot connect Accra and Kumasi, like two lanes going, two lanes coming. Just two, not three. Why? Because of lack of money? Lack of money in which country? And everybody who comes into power comes with a good intention. I don't think there is anybody who doesn't come with a good intention. Everybody comes, I'm coming to do something. Yes, something better than we have had before. But you see, it takes not just the money. But it takes something else apart from money. If I give you $1 million, it will get finished. You'll be surprised that you become a poor person suddenly. Huh? Wisdom has build it. Yes. That's why I'm always encouraging my pastors. We have to build. Don't buy cars. Don't buy cars. What we don't need are cars. We don't need toys. We need real buildings. Real buildings. Many of us, the day you prosper, there will be a new car. It reveals your wisdom is how you think. Yes. They look at us. So you should go and see. Yeah. You should go and you should see. The smallest, when you go to Dallas, the airport extends from here to Kotoka. One section of it. One section from here to Kotoka and beyond. And they have three in the city. Yes. You go to the smallest town. You see the type of airport that is there. Look at it. Look at it. You will build many things. Let it enter your soul. You know, many people, when you tell them things, they may not become oranguso, but they won't do what you are saying. It's a form of rebellion. It's like what we call silent rebellion. Yes. SRC, Silent Rebellion Committee. We'll not do what you say, but we won't say it with our mouth. But we'll just be there and we'll do what we want. SRC. Silent Rebellion Committee. Amen. Some of you here are going to become pastors. In the first year, when you become a pastor, you must start building. When a person has not built, it reveals his wisdom. Or you don't believe it? Do you believe it? Are you sure you believe it? Proverbs 24, verse 3. Proverbs 24. And I'm staying on this point because I want you to soak in. I will go faster on the other one because I want everybody here to be anointed for building. Proverbs 24, verse 3. It says, through wisdom, a house is builded. Look, if you are married to a man who is not building a house, buy this message and say, please, listen to this message. If you die now, we will be homeless. We'll be homeless. Yes. We'll be homeless and at the mercy of people's compassion. People have to show us kindness and mercy. And if there is a curse on us, nobody will show kindness. Through wisdom, a house is builded. Not through money. Not through silver. Not through gold. Solomon is the one who inherited so much gold and silver from his father. And was the richest man. And he is the one saying that. Look, it is not with money. It's not because of money that people build. But it reveals what is up there. That we cannot build pipes. Do you know the amount of water that is being pumped into Atlantic Ocean at Sogakope to mix with the salt and become salt? Do you know that water is not running in almost everywhere in Accra? There's water is not running, or it's running at your end. You show me where you live so that I can move there. Where are you staying that the water is flowing? The last you checked, it wasn't flowing. For months. Which area? Botiano. What is this place? Ashongman. Yes. Adenta. Tansoman. Yes. So the pipe. Doctor, the pipe from Sogaku, the lake is pumping. It's as if the sea, our aim is to fill the sea with fresh water. So we are diluting, the sea, so that, like, our aim is to dilute the sea. Hey, yeah, wow, they. It reveals how the people are thinking. Yeah. There is a pipe or whatever that has to be built, and a pump has to be bought, and it will pump from that place to somewhere. It is, I mean, it's simple in a small way and a big way. It boils down to the same. Huh? One day I visited an architect, Ghana trained architect. Yeah. I don't work with them. They don't know much. I don't work with them at all. I visited an architect, and I had the privilege of sleeping in his house, this architect. So when I was going to bath, he had built a beautiful house. I turned the pipe, the tap. Yeah. Then I saw a bucket. I said, ah, what is the bucket for? So I called and said, look, as an architect, if you have built a house and you have connected these pipes, the end result is that the water must flow out of this. That's why England, that pipe that you are holding, the water comes through it. It's not a bucket. Once you are using a bucket, you are in the village. They don't use buckets. Do you think when you go to Golden Tulip Hotel, they'll give you a bucket? Here's your bucket. Here's your room key, and here's your bucket. Here's your room key, and here's your bucket. And I said, Mr. Architect, connect the water. This thing has, you don't connect it and you use a bucket. Connect it so that it runs. Yes. Go to Anakazo, you see the water is running upstairs. It's running with pressure. The house you build, when you put on, the shower will be flowing like this on you. Receive it in Jesus' name. And there will be hot and cold. Not that the red will be cold and the blue will also cold. How many have seen one before? Red and blue, all are cold. Some of you have never bathed with a shower before. Sit down. Shh. Now, is it's speaking about you. What people don't realize that what you've built and what you haven't built is talking about you. It's saying so much. What kind of place is this? What kind of people are these? When you go to Legon, you see the toilet. Look, even in diarrhea, you see that it will stop. If you are having diarrhea and you need to be healed, go to the toilet at Lagos. You see that you'll be healed. Is it true or it's not true? So it shows, it reveals to you what type of people are these. They seem to be an inferior type of people. They cannot connect water. They cannot have toilets. They cannot build toilets. They cannot connect water. It's talking about you. Go to the medical school. You see them, how they are living there. Ghana Medical School. Barrels of water. If you don't take it, the building will collapse because of the weight of the water. Yes. Huh? Yeah. On top of the sea, barrels. Every floor has a barrel in front of every room. You see students living I went to one room. It was originally a kitchen with kitchen cabinet. The students sleep on the top of the kitchen. That is their room. It speaks about you. It says what kind of people are here. Go to the emergency room and see the place. It tells you what kind of people are there. So don't say all men are equal, all should be treated equal. It's true, all men are equal. But when people come, it's realized that the way you've treated yourself is so low. Go to cemeteries in Ghana and see how the dead are treated. Even the living, how much more the dead? You've not been to a cemetery of late. It's wearing good at the time. Yes. So what you can build, you see them. What you can build, you see that you cannot build much. You've been to architectural school, you cannot build. You cannot make. An architect is the team leader of construction. Everybody is under him. Engineers, quantity surveyors, every electrical engineer, everybody's under the architect. He's the leader. Everything is ascribed to him. They come and say, who built this one? Who's the architect? Who's the leader? You cannot connect water, this, that, whatever, no light, no air. Have you not been in the house where there is no air? No air. With mosquitoes. The mosquitoes are in prison without air. All designed by us. Is it not amazing? Wisdom has builded her house. Back to 9. All right. She has hewn out her 7 pillars. Now, these 7 pillars is wisdom has identified the 7 things on which the whole thing is standing and has identified. You see, a pillar is what the whole building is standing on. You see, if you remove the different things, the building will not come down. But there are some parts. When you remove, everything is going to collapse. Now, what happens when people are living in life is that they don't know what is important. So you see that instead of identifying these are the pillars, they don't identify it. And they treat pillars as blocks. Blocks as wood. And then before you realize, you are removing an important pillar of your life. And so that's why wisdom identifies the main things on which my life is standing. I know my life depends on this, on this, on this, on this, and on this. And those things will always be important to me. You see, if you take, let's say, the biggest pillar, God, and you put God as something ordinary, how can you ever do well? Do you know how difficult it is to prosper in this life? How difficult it is to live? And you set God aside and make him a third, fourth, fifth party. Then you are showing a lack of wisdom. Yes. And you've not understood what is important. Yeah. As a young person, you think God, when I'm tired and when I'm old, God, I'll have time for you. You are not wise because you have not identified the main things. The main things in your life on which your life hinges. The building is standing. 1, 2. That's why Samson was put. Samson asked the child, show me the pillars. I just want to rest a little. No. He was looking for what will bring down everything. Because he knew when I touch this, everything is going to come down. And there are things in your life, when you touch it, you are finished. Your whole life is coming down. Wisdom has hewn out her 7 pillars. I know this is important. 2, this is important. 3, this is important. 4, this is important. 5, this is important. 6 is important. You can't rubbish what is important. When you rubbish it, your future is very bleak. Yes. God is number one. He's not even number one. He's all. Anybody who puts God and God to the side, you set aside the main thing. God's work, seeking the kingdom of God, is a main pillar. If you like, put it aside. Over the years, I've seen people struggle to have a car. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The things which people are dying for will be added unto you. And you put aside God. So, God, see you later, God. I'm too good for God. Yes. When I was in school, people would say, Brother Dad, take your time. I should take my time about what? Take your time about this God thing. This church is too much. You are taking it too far. How can I take it too far? I've hewn out my pillars. I've identified what is important to my life. I cannot make it ordinary and join it with the rest of the building. Wisdom has hewn out her seven pillars. My quiet time. Daily quiet time. Some of you need to get a WhatsApp before you have your quiet time. To know that it's very important. When the Bible says that we should meditate in the word of God day and night, that you may have good success. You may prosper and have good success. You are ready to go out into the day without having your quiet time. Without meditating on the word. And you don't know what is important. Like you see them doing your face, your nails, your eyes. Many things to look good. And you'll be praying for a beloved. Because you cannot see the connection between a beloved and your quiet time. Yes. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. What is prosperity to a young girl? You got a beloved, an A1 beloved. Somebody who says, when he says this, it is so. Thou shalt have then thou shalt have good success. You look at Christians, you don't know that quiet time is there. You just come and listen to preaching. Every day you just listen to podcasts. You won't read your Bible. You won't read your Bible and pray and get revelation yourself. Every day just listening to messages. Or you will not even listen to messages. You don't have a quiet time too. You have missed the main things that are very important in your life. Yeah. You must know what is important. When I have had people working for me, and I have a lot of people working, I can see that they have not hewn out their seven pillars. They have not hewn out the seven pillars. Most of them, hardly can you find somebody who will do what you were asking him to do. Just do what I say. Where was I recently? I was somewhere. I was somewhere just recently. Have I preached somewhere today? No, not that. I was somewhere recently. Wedding. I think it was yesterday. Yes, very good. It was yesterday. Wedding. Somebody came up to the stage. I think he was bringing something. He was bringing. Yes, the man who was giving the rings. The one who, when you say, may I have the rings, please? That guy. When he came with the rings, you see, some of the bridegrooms and some of the bride, their fingers are almost the same size. So you can give the bridegroom the bride's ring, or the bridegroom the bride's ring, or the bride the bridegroom's ring by mistake. It happens. So when the man came up, I said, put the rings on the rings here. I said, put the rings of the microphone. Then he took the reins in the box and put it there. And I said, do you speak English? I said, do you speak English? People rarely do what you are asking them to do. It's amazing. I said, do you speak English? Is English the language you are speaking? Put the reins on this. Take the rings and put it in. And he's doing a different thing. Really, people don't know what is important. You are working in an organization where I am the head. And I say, do this. You know me, I don't like going to work early. 7 o'clock. Those things, I don't like it. I never ask anybody, why have you come at? No. Because I personally see it as prison. I don't like prison. Hey, that is not important to me. When you come and when you go, I don't care. Just one thing. Do this. That is that. And you ask yourself, what? You see, you have to identify. You know something. As you've come to it, this is what is important. They don't see it. One time I asked a brother, I said, I told him, you are now famous. Yeah. Buy cats. Cats. Alonte. I said, buy me cats. I said, I need 30 cats. I traveled for crusade. I went for crusade to so many towns and came back. I forgot about the cat. When I tell you something, I forget immediately. I leave you because I'll switch to a different topic that has nothing to do with it. And my mind has to be on that new topic. So my mind has to switch completely, 100%. So it goes out of my mind. But it comes back when the issue comes. Sometimes after a long time, it comes. So when I traveled and I came back, then they were telling me, oh, they saw a snake here. They saw one here. They said, the cats. So I said, where's the cat guy? I said, have you bought the cats? I told him, your value is going down. One thing I've asked. I've not asked you when you came. I've not asked you when you closed. I don't care when you come. I don't care what you are even doing. I only asked you one thing. But you don't know what is important. And you see, when you go and work somewhere, you have to know what is important. Who is important in the workplace? You go and work, you don't know who is important. And you are pleasing all kinds of orangus and disloyal people who are all grumbling in the business, grumbling in the job, and you have joined them to be a disloyal person. Not knowing that that person is on his way down and out. And that's the person you have linked up with. That, oh, look at the man. He's this and that. Oh, this and that. Instead of making yourself a darling boy in the workplace, wow, who is about to become a national hero. Yeah. Sometimes you see pastors, they are invited to go and preach. When they go, they will take out their prophetic handkerchief. So they are coming to do signs and wonders there. And they do various things. Ministering very nicely and powerfully. Rarely do I go to a place and start doing certain things. Yes, if you like, listen to me preaching in different countries. I never knew, but as I was watching, I was just looking at. Sometimes I look at some of the pastors, I said, why don't you prosper? Why? You see, a child of of a hippopotamus is a hippopotamus. Yes. Why are you not prospering? They don't follow. They know it all. Yes. It's one of the sins of Lucifer, independence. I want to be on my own. I don't need you. I have my own troops. Yes. Rarely will you see me going to do wonders in somebody's church when miracles. We have seen a lot of miracles. Yes. But I didn't even know that, because that was just the message on the heart. But later, as over the years, as I've been going to, because I'm always being invited on my desk right now. I have invitations like this. Come, 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 come. So I can't come. But I'll preach. I didn't know. One time I went to church for the first time, first day. Said, please come and speak at a breakfast meeting. And I preached loyalty. I said, oh, loyalty to the head, to this. But I'm not knowing that. You see, when you go to a church, there's only one person who is important, the pastor. He's the one who has the powers in the church. Oh. Yes. When I finished preaching on loyalty, hewn out yourself and identify what is, like, everything is hinging on this thing. It's hinging on it. He took the microphone, few people, breakfast meeting, and he came to stand and started speaking. Then he bowed down his head and started crying in front of everybody. Many times it has happened. Pastor will start crying. Loyalty. It's no miracle, whatever, signs and wonders, whatever. But you see, in a church, the very important person there is the pastor. Yes. And the loyalty message is a defense for the pastor. Yeah. I watched a lot of the pastors. Rarely have I preached anywhere they don't ask me to come back. And the rest of the miracle, I can't give you the details. I can't give you the details. Yes, rarely. You see me preaching. You see me preaching, defending the pastor, talking about it. Even this Sunday, I'm going somewhere to do exactly that. Just be explaining. One day I went to a church, the pastor said, no one has ever, he said, I've invited many people. No one has ever spoken. I told the church, I said, this pastor is a good man. He has built a building. Jesus said, this is a good man. He has built a synagogue. I told them, there are many churches in Accra, they don't have buildings. The man is a good man. He's here with you. Celebrate, even as far as Malaysia. I spoke about the pastor. I said, this is your pastor, 70 years old, is going to be, he was 70. I said, he's a very honorable man. Very honorable man. On his birthday, he said, look, the people followed what I said. These are grown-ups, so these are older than me. The junior pastor in that church is older than me. Yes. I mean, the younger ones. If the older senior pastor is 70, you can imagine the ages of the others. They followed my instructions and honored their pastor. They called me, they told me, they did what you said. Yes. I can't tell you the rest of the miracle for security reasons. Rarely have I ever gone to preach somewhere. So, come again. Last time we honored you. This time we want to honor you 100 times more. Oh. You don't know what is important. Most of us don't know what. But wisdom has hewn out her seven pillars. If I sent 100 missionaries, maybe two follow what I say. Yes. Maybe now they will follow more. If I sent 100, maybe two. One time, one pastor said, okay, as I'm going on the field, what shall I do? I said, I'll tell you what to do. One of them, I told him, I said, he thought I was going to tell him, pray fast. I said, no. I said, bring a lot of people with you. Take, get people. Don't go alone. Get a lot of people. Few. And those are the only ones that are doing well. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's like, you can't see a word. This was, he didn't say anything to you. He said this. That's what you will not do. So I'm into prayer. I'm into fast. I'm into this. I'm into that. Except what I've been told you. How can you do well? When you cannot identify what is important. That's why people don't pass exams. You can't hew out the many things that are important. Exams is not by force that you pass. Sometimes I tell the medical students, I say, look, medical school, you can never learn the things that are in the school. You need past questions. Magic. They will be looking at you till they are repeated. When they are repeated, so I've now seen the, hey, Bishop, what you said was very important. Hey, I've come to see what is very important in this. Even when I was in the medical school, one of the professors, surgery, you know, one of my best friends, is still one of my best friends. We did an exam. I think he got about 56%. Do you see? He got about 56%. The lecturers called him. That professor called surgery, a surgeon. He called him. He said, ah, don't you have questions? Don't you have the questions? Don't you have? Because the rest of us, 92, 98, 95, you have got 56. They called him to the office. Don't you know what is important here? From today, whatever is important is what you will do. Are you still around or you have left? I'm sure our time is up. Wisdom, she has hewn out her seven pillars. Number two, verse two, she has killed her beasts. Look, a wise man kills the beasts in your life. Look, there is nobody who is born into this world without seeing beasts. And the beast is the representative of troubles and problems. Look at my meat moving here. My food. Maybe you should watch lions and buffaloes. You see the lions lying and looking at their lunch as their lunch is creeping out. The problem is how to kill this beast. And how to get what I need. When you go to Europe, you see that whatever problem there is, they will find a way around it. Yeah. You see that, look, we will focus on the problem and solve it. I remember years ago when I was there, everybody was stealing from the shops. Yes, everybody, because they had all these big shops. You take clothes, people go, they go to the changing room, they change, they put on 1, 2, 3, 4, then they are moving out. Yes. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Yes. And they were losing more money from stealing than they were getting from their profits. So they focused on it. Today, I cannot easily steal. One day I was with somebody. I went to the shop with a person. The person came and said, oh, look at what I got. They have stolen things. How do you sell? I took this. Yeah. I was walking with the person was stealing actively as I was. I had no idea. When we came out, they said, look at what I. Yeah. Today, you wear, then you see that there is a metal they put in the clothes. There is nothing you can do to remove it except to cut the shirt. It will never come off. There is no mechanism to remove it if it is in your, It's like whatever the problem is, we'll solve it. You see this bridge that we want to cross, Singapore to Malaysia. You see that road? We want to cross. They'll make a road through the sea. Singapore is just next to Malaysia like this. They should have even been one country. We want to join. We want to join. They make the thing. So sea water will spoil the whatever. We solve it. So you'll be driving kilometers. Here's the sea. Here's the sea. Three lanes here, three lanes here. They'll be going like sea, through the sea. In New York, you know the World Trade Center where they bombed? One day I went up there before they bombed it. I was at the top. Thank God they didn't come and bomb on that day. Every escape that is necessary, you will escape. In Jesus' name, you are escaping. In Jesus' name, you are escaping. In Jesus' name, you are escaping. Hey. Sit down, sit down. There is a bridge. It's called the Verrazano Bridge. When I was at the top of the World Trade Center, the one they bombed, I looked there and I read. It said, this bridge was constructed in 18-something or 17-something. It is so long. It hasn't got pillars under. It crosses the sea. It is so long that it had to be curved to take into account the curvature of the earth. No pillar under holding it. And it has two layers, up and down, going like this. About three or four lanes here, three or four lanes. Three or four lanes under, three or four lanes under. We are all going upstairs and downstairs. That's why when you see Adomi Bridge, you can't finish it, or you see a road to Kumasi, they cannot do it. It reveals something missing. You'll be a builder. Yeah, I was telling you something. And I'm saying that whatever the problem is, it can be solved. I don't know what problem you have. What beast? Some of you have a beast. It's walking. I need a beloved. It has a solution. Wisdom has killed her beast. Pornography is your problem. It can be killed. I said it can be killed. One day I met a young man. I said, let me show you the key. I said, it cannot stop. I said, I'll show you. I gave him wisdom, keys, how to come out of it. Fornication, you can't stop. Wisdom, you see, not power. Some of you girls, you are so much in love. You don't have strength. When the boy says, I love you, baby. Like, Charlie, you've melted. You get what I'm saying? Like, you have turned into from ice block to ice water. But wisdom has killed her beast. And you will kill your beast too. Whatever stands in your life today as a beast that needs to be killed and destroyed and slaughtered, I declare you have power to kill it in Jesus' name. Sit down. Think about whatever problem you are facing right now. Do you know? When I became a pastor, the first beast is disloyalty. Yes. First beast is disloyalty. When you see a row of human beings, everybody has their mind. Everybody is thinking differently. This one thinks like this. This one thinks like this. This one thinks like this. Wisdom has killed her beasts. What problem do you have? Wisdom has killed her beasts. What problem do you have? Wisdom has killed her beast. What beast do you have? Wisdom has killed her. And there is a wisdom solution for almost every problem. You see, many years ago, we were building Coligono. There was an engineer. And we didn't have land. We wanted to have a basement. And he told us that, look, a place where people jump and will be clapping and dancing, apart from the weight of people jumping like this, is like those who are engineers, it's like a bomb. So I said, so how can we have a basement right where people jump and dance? Then he used a word. He said, to every engineering problem, there is an engineering solution. And it is true. To every problem, there is a wisdom solution in your life. And the Bible says, wisdom has killed her beasts. You will kill every beast that is in your life in Jesus' name. And today, by the grace of God, many of these beasts, disloyalty beasts, they are struggling to breathe. Yes. You are a pastor. People laughed at me, you know. Recently, a couple of pastors said it in their pulpit.
You know, when Bishop Dye started preaching loyalty and disloyalty, some of us despise it, you know. But as time has gone by, we have seen that it's the main thing. It's the main thing.
Yes, it's the main thing. What is the use of building a house 150 blocks you lay today? The next morning when you come, 45 have left. Then you build another 50 blocks, then when you come, 35 have gone. Pastors are struggling. What is your problem in your life? I'm a beautiful girl, but nobody is coming to me. Yeah, it is a beast. It's a beast. And it will die in your life in Jesus' name. Your wedding is just about to be announced. Wisdom has killed her beasts. Church growth is a big beast. It's a beast. It can be killed. Prosperity. How to prosper. Yeah. Those of you who are becoming doctors, when I was saying my salary, $71, some of you were laughing. Qualify and come and prosper. Let's see. It's not easy to prosper. But wisdom. Well, look, to prosper is one of the difficult things. And God is going to give you wisdom. To be happy in your marriage. It's one of the beasts. You see, wisdom 9. Then it says, she has mingled her wine. And she has furnished her table. She has mingled her wine. You see, wine represents what influences you in a negative way. Like when you taste, I'm no more walking straight. But it says that wisdom has mingled, like you have diluted it. So the power it has over you is less. Yes. You see, when something is having power over you and power in your life, wisdom is coming to dilute the power. Yes. You see, brothers, before you choose a wife, you must mingle the wine. You see, a beautiful girl is like wine. It's like, oh, wow. Yes. Sometimes people who know when they see you are going to marry this person say, why do you like trouble? Why do you like trouble? Why? Is the power of something, but wisdom has diluted it. Whatever has power over your life loses that power today in Jesus' name. All right, verse 3. She has sent forth her maidens. Wow. She crieth upon the highest places of the earth. She has sent forth the maidens. Wisdom knows how to deploy maidens. Yes. You see, because women are so important. Because they are so important. Where there are women, there is growth. When there are women, there are children. Where there are women, there is increase. Where there are women, there is the destruction of the devil's head himself. Because the Bible says, she shall bruise the serpent's head. So prophetically, a woman is going to be key to destroying Satan. Yes. But just like a good shot in golf, the one that goes far can also go right. Yes, or left. Yes. So the same thing that can be a great blessing can destroy. But with wisdom, you have the maidens. This way. You send them. And they will be implementing. She crieth upon the highest place. Whosoever is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come, eat of my bread, drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Amen. Your foolishness is revealed by your reaction to rebukes. There's somebody who cannot be blasted and you be changed. It reveals you are a scorner. We broke his corner. He will hate you. Forgive. He will hate you for talking the way you did.
Keep
yes. One time I rebuked one of my children. I beat one of my children. And after the response wasn't good, I called him for a second lashing for the face that had come after the first lashing. I was correcting the response. The first time I was correcting the bad behavior. And the second time I was correcting the face that weren't good at the time. How many of you are bored with your parents when they blast you? Huh? Over here, all of you are never, you are not. Yeah. It reveals your foolishness. It reveals your foolishness that you cannot be blasted. What do you know? Do you know what is potty training? Potty training. Do you know what is potty training? You to train a child to use a toilet and to say when he wants to go to the toilet. Do you know that even that you have to be trained? You may think so, it's natural. When he's coming, I'll go and sit down. Yesterday I saw a television program. The topic was potty training. Potty training. And the doctor was explaining how to train children. And he said it's something that has to be taught. It doesn't just happen. He'll be sitting there, look at a nice chair. He has splashed the whole chair. Everywhere. So if even that one which you think is natural, you have to be trained. So many things in this life you have to be trained. So many marriage, this and that. I saw some funny girls I was teaching. I said, come and learn how to cook, do this and that. It's like, it's funny to them. It's like you are sitting on, what is it? Look at it. Even toilet, you have to be trained. You can never be a good wife or even a good husband unless you are trained. They don't want to learn. They don't want, it's what we call silent rebellion. Silent rebellion. SRC. Silent Rebellious Committee. SRC. Huh? Do you think you will know how to be a good wife? At all. That is why older people, when they are married again, rarely do they come and take very young. You say, ah, why don't you go? Because they say, sweet 16. You see, why don't you go and get sweet 16? Why don't you look for sweet 16? They say, oh, give me all 48. Ready at 48. After the person has suffered and been humbled and trained and know how to behave. Give me ready at 48. Yes, ready at 48. Take your sweet 16. Give me ready at 48. Wow. Keep watching. So decide that I will never be angry. Yes. When your father talks to you, don't stand and make your face. You've made your face and you are angry. You are a fool. That's what you are. You are a fool. And your stubbornness is not good. Look, when you see a stubborn person, you know, this one is not going to go far. When you see a stubborn person, it will not do well. It will not do well. You write it down. A stubborn boy will not do well. If your mother says, you are a stubborn boy. You are a stubborn girl. Start praying. Go and start praying up. I'm telling you, they are saying something terrible. It's a terrible characteristic you don't want to be associated with yourself. This one, stubborn boy, stubborn girl, foolish girl, stubborn. Oh, no. I wish they hadn't said that one about you. Yes. Pray for beautiful girls. Oh. Your daughter shouldn't be beautiful till she grows up. Hey. When the beauty combines with stubbornness, it is fantastic. Give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, he will increase in learning. So it's only good people who improve. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and thy years shall be increased. Verse 12 is a verse you must remember. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, you laugh, thou alone shalt bear it. Silently scorning what I'm saying. Years ago, I told people, don't borrow. They silently scorned me. Where has it ended? Hardly can you find anybody who has prospered in a certain way. Everything is debt. We have to pay. And you have to understand. They have to pay. For years. You have to pay. If you like, don't pay, you see what will happen to you. Yeah. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. So me, I've decided to be wise for myself. You to be wise for yourself.
That's right.
Yes. And God is going to bless you in that wisdom. Now, a foolish woman is clamorous. You will escape foolish women. Now, you must escape is a foolish woman. How many of you want to marry a foolish woman? The sisters are looking away. Is there any foolish woman here? They didn't come today. Ask the nearest lady, are you a foolish woman? Now, this service is ordained for your escape from a foolish woman. These are the characteristics of a foolish woman. She is clamorous. Yes. Noise making. Drawing attention to herself. When you see any lady trying to draw attention. Well, when you clamor is like noise making. God's girlfriends or God's women are discreet. Quiet. She is simple and knoweth nothing. She knows nothing. No scriptures. She doesn't know any word. Yes, that is why when they are doing Miss whatever, they ask you to speak. They are trying to find how much you know. And you see them speaking. I want to be Miss Ghana, Miss Malaika, because I've decided that I'm going to help all the orphans in the world. And I'm going to help a lot of people with my lifestyle. When I win this award, I think by the grace of God, I'm going to use my award to help a lot of orphans and orphans who are in the orphanage. And also, I want the orphans that I will help to be a help to their parents. Excuse me, to their guardians. What I mean by orphans are children. Whether they are children of parents or children of guardians. This is what I will do with my reward. So, at this time, I'll call on all my supporters to please vote for me in this wonderful competition. That I'm standing for at this time. Wow. Only scriptures. Only word. You can't speak English. So bullets. When you speak, shots and bullets. All your English was apart. You used apart to do English. BC English. Oh. BC English. You had apart. Use apart. Some of you didn't even do the English. And you see, it's catching up on you. Now, the first love brothers, it's not easy for them to propose. Because now they are looking for all this. Actually, are you simple? Do you know nothing? They are looking for shepherds. They are looking for people who can even pass exams and become pastors. They are looking for women of substance. Women of knowledge. Women, they can sit down in a room and have a conversation for 3 hours. Not people that will make them tired and bored. Oh, brothers, is it not true? She sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city. You see, this is a foolish woman. I didn't say please. It's the Bible saying. She's sitting at the door. Everybody, look at me. Wow, look at my new hair. Look at my dress. Wow. Anytime you see a lady, all is hair, nails. Have you watched Cinderella? I told you to watch Cinderella, isn't it? The sisters. You saw the two sisters. That's hair, nails, beauty, my shoes, my dress, my this. She's simple, knoweth nothing. Yes. Sitting at the door. Everybody look at me. Wow, when they come in. You see the face. So smooth that it's only a dead body that can have such smooth face. Everybody, look at my face. Look at my lips, perfect. Look at my eyes. Look at my eyelashes, eyebrows. One day we will hold the eyelashes and pull it off. She's clamorous. She's simple. She knows nothing. Yes. 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 Shh. I have always been proud of my wife for being some. Shh. Go ahead, listen. For being somebody who can preach, who can share the word. Not just, I mean, the. Simple, knowing nothing. Nothing at all. Just empty. And there is nothing to your beauty. Go to the house and you are even smelling in the house. Oh. Because it was all to stand at the door. And it was all to stand at the door for people to see you. Foolish girl. Go and read something and get something into your head. Go to the university and do real examinations. And somebody says he's got a beloved or he's going to marry and tell the person, well, they ask, so what do you do? What do you do? I'm a fashion designer. Fashion designer. This is all that you are doing, fashion designing. If you've even been to school, because we are going to marry someone. So what are you? Who is the person you are married to? He's a boxer. A boxer. It's like just boxing. Boxing. Passengers who go right on their ways. Passengers. Passengers. To call passengers. Never, beloved, those a person you are meeting on a journey. When you see the person, they say, no, no, no. I've heard of passengers being taken over by simple women. I can never. I'm going home. Yes. As I'm a passenger. No, 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 no. Those of you brothers who you are seeing sisters here, you don't want to choose one. You want to be a passenger. You are going somewhere. And as you are passing by, somebody will come. The breasts are coming out. You say, whoa! Whoa! You won't stay in the house and marry somebody who has covered herself. You've gone to Kumasi for a program. Just now, no, you've seen somebody. A passenger to Kumasi STC. You call and tell me you've seen somebody. Now you are in love.
When I went to Kumasi, God opened my eyes. God opened my eyes. As soon as I entered Ejisu, I saw something. Wow. Passengers. Now.
Hi, baby. Were you created or were you crafted?
You are passing by on an STC bus and you are rapping girls. You know, you are the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Passengers. Passenger 57. Listen. Anytime you are moving around, close your eyes. Keep moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one you need is back home.
Hallelujah.
Yes. She's in the house. Yes. But anyway, listen. Listen to what the Bible says. The next verse is ending. Whoever is simple, let him turn in hither. Yes. If you are simple-minded, turn him hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she's saith to him. So if you are simple-minded, you just pass. Because the only thing you can see when you are a passenger is beauty. So it is only when you are simple that it is beauty that you're looking for. Just beauty. So Charlie, the girl is fine. Charlie, you fool. Whoso is simple. Yes. Wow. Stolen waters are sweet. Yes. And bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Stolen waters are sweet. Bread eaten in secret is pleasant. So what you must know is that once it is not yours, it is heightened in its apparent sweetness. Yes. Yes. It's like, it's not mine. Wow. This is sweet. So when you see yourself being drawn to sweetness, you must know that. It's not mine. Bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there. You see, a lot of people have been slain at the same place. And that her guests, are in the depths of hell. You are not the first guest. You are not the first guest. Some women have had many guests. You are passenger 101. I said you are passenger 101. Wow. Whoever is simple. So you see, that's why the Bible says, he that lacketh understanding. If you think deeply, it helps you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Maybe don't just look at the surface. Wow. Nice. It's not true. Think. Thank you. It's not like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, whatever is a foolish woman, and you are a woman here today, you are cured of that thing. Amen. Don't just say amen. Oh. Yes. Don't just say amen. Because the first love brothers, their eyes are open. Hey. Before a first love brother will say,
I love you, baby,
he has thought about it. First love brothers, are you there?
Yes.
Your marriages will be very nice.
Yes.
I see somebody in the central region.
Yes.
Listen. Somebody, you are having your honeymoon. And you have stretched out your hand to your darling girl. And you are telling her, honey, I'm glad you are not a clamorous girl. I'm glad I did not lose my way. That will happen. There's somebody here. Your honeymoon will be in Cape Coast. Yes. Between Cape Coast and Elmina. Yes. That's where your honeymoon will be. These are your words. One day you will say these words. Are you still there? I see somebody, you are in a hotel. No, I'm prophesying about your future. Somebody, you are in a the hotel has two rooms, and you go between this room and this room, this room and this room, this room and this room, this room and this room. Every time you come to this side, you just look and say, oh God, I thank you. Wisdom 5, wisdom 6, wisdom 7, wisdom 8, wisdom 9 have saved me. I see a beach. I don't know whether it's Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia. You are holding hands and you are walking on the beach. Every time you take three steps, you turn to your beloved husband and you say, thank you for marrying me and bringing me to this place. And he's also turning to you and saying, thank you for not being a simple, stupid, foolish girl. I'm glad I married somebody as intelligent as you. I see somebody. It is your first night. Your first night. I said your first night. Shh, listen on, because it's going to happen. And you are saying, thank you that I'm the first guest in this house. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And she's responding and saying, you are the first and only and everlasting guest in this place. My prophecies are finished. How many were they? How many were they? Four. It can easily come again. I see somebody. You are somewhere in Europe with your wonderful husband. Some white people are passing by and you call them and say, excuse me, and you take your camera and say, please, can you take a picture of us? And you are posing like this. Was Italy. somebody here, you've spoken a few words of Spanish before. It is going to come handy during your honeymoon. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Listen, listen. Bible says, and the Lord blessed Isaac, and he waxed great, and he went forward, and he grew, and he became very great, and the Philistines envied him. People will envy you. I see somebody, you have opened your book. You have a book. Like people have iPads and things, but you have a book. It's like an exercise book. When you open the book, two tickets fell out. Blue, color blue. KLM, KLM. You are going somewhere. Listen. Amazing. The Bible says, now we, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. We are just like Isaac. Now we, as Isaac was, Galatians 4, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. So when the Bible talks about Isaac, it says the Lord bless Isaac. He works great. He went forward. He grew. He became very great. And the Philistines envied him. Bible says, now we are as Isaac was, the children of promise. You'll be envied in this life in Jesus' name. Yes. These wisdom impartation times are not for nothing. Yes. Yes. From building. Ah, somebody just opened the door to your house. You just opened the door to your house. The prophecy you believe is the one that will happen practically. The door you are opening is a steel door. It's a steel door. It's not a wooden door. Yes. God will help you to build many houses. In Jesus' name. You know why I'm telling you these things? Because you can have what you say. Whosoever shall say and believes that the things that he's saying shall come to pass, he shall have practically whatsoever he says. You are the one entering the house. Your days of entering rented rooms are over in Jesus' name. Happiness. I just feel something about happiness. 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 Yes. Happiness. Happiness. You are married now. I don't know who I'm talking about. You are married now. You are in bed. You are lying here. Your spouse or husband or wife, whatever you are. You are young. You are young. And the lights are off. Listen, listen. Otherwise you miss it. The lights are off. And you are saying into the dark air, you make me very happy. You make me very happy. Receive it all. Look. One day I was in the office and a lady and husband came there. When she talked, then the man would speak and she would be complacent. He would talk to me. He would tell me, swine. You know, as they are, when I say you save words, you make me very happy. Whilst others are saying to their wives or their husband, swine. You never hear that word. Yeah. by these words, you are going. A city set on a hill. You will be outstanding. He said, can these bones live? They can live. Prophesy to them. That's why I'm prophesying to you. Prophesy to them. You'll be there. Whatever is stubborn in you dies tonight. Whatever is foolish in you dies tonight. Whatever is clamorous in you dies tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. One day, a certain pastor was going to be made a bishop. And the wife, when she heard it, wow! I have to get these shoes. I have to get these dresses. I have to go to buy this, to buy that. Empty. Rather than saying what I have to do to support him and what I have to do is just to stand on the at the front of the house to show. Just show. God is making you wiser than showing off. In Jesus' name. Do I have some humble girls here? Yes. Do you think you are becoming more humble?
Yes.
You have not seen husbands and wives quarreling before. When you see your stomach, this part of the stomach will go down. You feel it down inside. You become afraid. Yes. Some of you have come from homes. This is all you've seen. Shouting, anger, hatred, despisement, insults. That will never happen in your life. Children, are you listening to the prophecies over your life? Yes. I'm speaking good words. You are the outstanding angels. In Jesus' name. Okay. Don't be afraid. Some of you are already afraid. Like, oh, what happened to my father? What happened to my mother? What I saw? It will not happen to you in Jesus' name. Yes. Listen, some of you, today is Mother's Day. Look, some of you, what you are hearing is more than any mother would tell you. When I tell you, and you are even smelling, it's only your mother who can tell you that you are smelling. Yes. Sometimes the mothers won't even say.
Yeah.
It is more than... Today, people have wished me my happy Mother's Day.
Wow.
Yes, there are people that have wished me happy Mother's Day today. Because when you listen to the preaching carefully, you see that part of it is mother and part of it is father. Part of it is mother and part of it is father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift your hand and thank God that you are a city set on a hill, an outstanding child of God from today. Father, we give you praise, we give you thanks, we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Shh. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here, you've not given your life to Jesus, you want to give your life to God today. Maybe somebody invited you. You want to be born again, lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. I want to give my life to God. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. You want to give your life to Jesus today, your right hand, go up with your right hand. Now, God bless you. God bless you. God bless. Pastor, I want to give my life to God today. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come. Come from wherever you are standing quickly. I want to give my life to Jesus. Come. Come quickly.
Come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be your covering. His blood.
Quickly, quickly.
Come running to that mercy seat.
The beginning of wisdom. Lift your hands, close your eyes. Lift two hands, lift two hands. Close your eyes. Say this prayer. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to God. I give my life to Jesus. Oh God, wash me, cleanse me, forgive me for all my sins and my wicked ways. Today, I give my heart to Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. I want to give you one of my books. Don't go away. Take one of my books. God bless you. Where are you guys coming from? Which school? University of Ghana? Central University? Accra Central? What? UPS. Wow. God bless you. Father, let these ones be established forever in you, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Who is going with them? This way, our pastor here. All right. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.